Key code 7 of the Sophia Code, the White Buffalo Woman Initiation. Prayer as an act of self-realization. I now prepare a ceremonial space within and around me for transformation. I call forth a circle of white light that shimmers with a sky blue iridescent sheen. I call forth an 8-pointed star of golden light to rise up from the earth beneath me. I connect the 8 points of the star along the circumference of my circle as a light grid that deeply anchors my feet into the earth. I am now in ceremony, free from the constructs of space and time, where instantaneous healing and divine knowing exist. I am now standing within the center of my circle, in the middle of a golden meadow. The meadow is vast and bordered by large cedar and fir trees in the distance. I feel the power of the earth running up the meridians of my legs. The earth's energy unifies my awareness with everything that lives in the golden meadow. The sun above me reflects off the snow of mighty Mount Shasta before me. Her rocky crevices of innumerable pathways lead my eyes to the blue sky above. The massive size of this mountain focuses my gaze in still wonder. A single lenticular cloud crowns the mountain's peak as a glowing white halo. The air is crisp with autumn, and the sun feels warm upon my face. I feel taller in the presence of this mountain. The air feels electrified with her presence. I recognize Mount Shasta as a teacher. I can learn everything about the earth from her direct guidance. Breathing in, my chest rises in anticipation of an unknown prayer. Breathing out, I exhale any resistance I have to knowing my true self more. Breathing in, I take confidence in the sanctuary of this moment. Breathing out, I relax my eyes to receive the transmission of this holy mountain before me. Breathing into this moment, I recognize myself standing inside the answer to all of my previous prayers. Breathing out, I feel appreciation for myself and step inside the next asking of this new prayer arising. In the pristine clarity of fresh mountain air, I feel the perfection of all my asking through the vehicle of prayer. I invoke my higher self to fill my encircled body with its presence now. I feel the presence of my higher self expand out from the billions of electrons within my DNA. The light of the Holy Spirit within me illuminates the waters of my body with divine awareness. Flowing in radiant light waves from my body, my higher self abundantly fills my white circle of light, activating the golden star grid beneath my feet. I am filled with my own Holy Spirit. I now invite White Buffalo Woman to assist me in this ceremonial invocation. Standing in the golden meadow of my answered prayer, I feel the winds change direction and a new prayer is born. In the west, a strong wind animates the sky above, upon which 1,000 white clouds pile high upon the mountain's side, kicked up by the hooves of 1,000 thunder beings. A fleet of gray clouds also arrives from the direction of southwest. The white and gray clouds now meet to form a staircase that spirals from the peak of Mount Shasta all the way down to the golden meadow in which I stand. Within the white cloud staircase appear the pearlescent white scales of a Sophia dragon rippling in and out of my perception. At the mountain's crown, gentle bolts of lightning electrify the sky above. Thousands of thunder beings now lift up their voices and wings to announce the arrival of White Buffalo Woman. I see the outline of her human figure descend from the lenticular crown and lightly step upon the staircase of clouds and dragon scales. Her soft, white leather dress is adorned with rainbow beadwork crafted by the Sky Grandmothers. Tiny locks of white buffalo fur hang from the long beaded fringe of her dress. Her white moon moccasins step easily down the dragon's back, descending the mountain to meet me. I watch as her radiant face occasionally shapeshifts from a young maiden to a grandmother and back again. A single white eagle feather is fastened in her night black hair. The silhouette of her body is the still center of this sudden storm, and her radiance is the sun behind every cloud. Halfway down the mountain, White Buffalo Woman begins to run along the dragon scale staircase. She lunges with a victory cry, launching her body to tumble forward and shapeshift into a white buffalo. With nimble hooves, her now enormous body charges down the rest of the staircase, finally slowing to land on the far side of the golden meadow. The clouds of her staircase ascend back into the sky as the white buffalo walks towards me to stand before me now. I peer into her kind eyes, framed by soft white ivory fur, and feel the same still center of the storm that I witnessed of her in human form. The earth beneath my feet hums to welcome White Buffalo Woman. The white buffalo stops only inches in front of me and begins to breathe her warm, sweet grass breath upon my body. I feel wholly at peace in her presence and open my arms wide to completely receive her blessing being breathed upon me. She gracefully encircles my body three times, breathing in and blowing away any hidden resistance that I may have towards her love. Satisfied, the white buffalo then drops her mighty body to the golden meadow grasses, joyfully rolling upon her back. Her white fur starts to shift as clouds in a changing sky and recede back into the white leather dress of White Buffalo Woman. She rises from the ground, carrying a medicine bundle from the earth. She smiles at me and extends her slender arms to offer me this bundle. It is long and wrapped in red cloth. I hold out my hands, smiling back at her. I am ready to receive her bundle without hesitation. White Buffalo Woman steps forward and places the medicine bundle in my open hands. Our hands touch as I keep my eyes steady inside her gaze. I watch as her eyes frequently change color above her peaceful smile. Her gentle hands untie the bundle, and White Buffalo Woman invites me with her eyes to look down at the instrument in my hands. It is the most beautiful chinupa that I have ever seen. Its stem is made of white meteorite with many eagle wings carved as angels down its side. The red pipestone bowl is carved as a dragon's head, whose open mouth is filled with the medicine of my new prayer. A single white bald eagle feather hangs from the pipe's stem, dancing lightly upon a gentle breeze. White Buffalo Woman motions to me that it is now time to smoke this pipe. In gratitude, I raise it to the sky above me and then bring it to my lips. As I gaze down the white meteorite stem, I witness every unspoken prayer for my future, awaiting within the universe of the dragon-shaped bowl. I do not have to understand how this is so, for my heart knows. White Buffalo Woman smiles at my understanding, and tiny lightning bolts roll down her cheeks. She places her hands over the bowl, and lightning releases from her palms, lighting a sacred fire for the chinupa to smoke. As I smoke the chinupa, wave after wave of relief fills my body. With each breath in, I remember how my higher self has perfectly orchestrated every moment of my life before this moment and will continue to do so with this new prayer. As the holy smoke billows into tiny white clouds around me, a deep appreciation fills my body for the perfection and beauty of all life. My heart expands into the intimacy available in this present moment. I feel the universe within my heart. I feel the divine love of White Buffalo Woman mentoring me in this moment. I feel the love within all of creation praying with my heart inside this pipe. Within the universe of my prayer, I witness that I am at its center with all that is seeking to harmonize and unify with the highest outcome for all my prayers to be answered beyond my human understanding. At the heart of that divine orchestration is the greatest love I have ever felt for myself. This divine love is the quantum fabric of Sophia, and it is big enough to answer every prayer, easily containing, sustaining, and nourishing the expanding universes of all her children within her one sacred heart. I witness the immaculate formula of experiencing the totality of divine love through the physicality of answered prayers. Receiving my answered prayer is the perfect mirror for how loved I am, how whole I am, and how I can love others in the same way. I witness how worthy my desires are. This unending wanting for more life, more experience, more pleasure, more love. For these prayers of my soul expand the universe in an ongoing dialogue between myself and Sophia. She designed me in her perfect likeness. Therefore, I am a creator, just as she is. And with this chinupa in my hand, I remember that it is my true nature to command the rains to fall or the sun to shine, and it is so. Yes, indeed. There is plenty of room in her universe for me. As the last curls of smoke rise up from my lips, a great peace descends upon the landscape of my heart. I stare into the empty bowl of the dragon's mouth and feel its silent wisdom speaking to my heart. I look down at this holy pipe with appreciation and awe for its medicine in my life. Its presence reminds me that I am always in prayer, whether I acknowledge that prayer or not. I am the prayer, and this chinupa has been my teacher of how to live inside my own prayer. I close my eyes and pull the empty chinupa towards my heart, pressing its dragon mouth bowl into my belly and resting its stem upon my forehead. I whisper, "Matakyuasan," into the meteorite stem to close my prayer. White Buffalo Woman steps forward, placing her hands on my shoulders. my consciousness expands to become one with her voice. White Buffalo Woman speaks. I brought this pipe to the people of humanity as an answer to their prayer, to know who it is within them, both making the prayer and answering the prayer. The physical instrument of the Chinupa is a mirror for humanity to remember that the Holy Spirit lives within all and has the power to communicate with all for the purpose of receiving all answered prayer. I have returned at this time to assist humanity once again in its evolutionary leap of understanding itself inside this prayer. As you consciously live within your prayer, you become a teaching embodiment for humanity to understand its perfect blueprint as a living Chinupa, capable of commanding miracles for a new golden age on Earth. Humanity will only know that its prayer is possible from those willing to walk in this world as an embodiment of the pipe's teachings on integrity. As you accept yourself as a living Chinupa, you trust yourself as a vehicle for speaking and answering prayers, just as you have trusted the vehicle of a Chinupa to answer your prayers in the past. The complete teaching of any sacred instrument is to eventually become so integrated within you that the instrument itself becomes understood as a symbol of what is already within you. Everything outside of you is a mirror for your self-realization that the Holy Spirit lives within you, in perfect wholeness and power, capable of answering the prayers of your life in exact detail. So I offer you this Chinupa made by the Sky Grandmothers as a physical reflection of the living Chinupa that already exists within you as a starseed lightworker. The stem is made of meteorite to represent the answered prayer of your journey from the stars to fulfill the earthly prophecies once spoken with the gift of this pipe to humanity. In honor of your heroic journey to embody an answered prayer and usher in a new golden age of miracles, I speak these blessings over you. May you walk the earth in perfect peace, that you are worthy of who you are. May you walk the earth in perfect peace, that the prayer of your life is provided for in all ways. May you walk the earth in perfect peace, that it is safe to command miracles and receive their blessings. May you walk the earth in perfect peace, that everything you are praying for already exists inside of you. May you walk the earth in perfect peace, that living your prosperous life encourages others to live their own. May you walk the earth in perfect peace, that the expression of your personal power is a demonstration of divine love. May you walk the earth in perfect peace, that your good word ensures that it is done. May you walk the earth in perfect peace, that the Holy Spirit lives within you. May you walk the earth in perfect peace, that your life prayer is to reflect the Holy Spirit within all who seek to remember their divinity now. May you walk the earth in perfect peace, that you are the answered prayer that you seek. As White Buffalo Woman continues to offer her blessing upon me in the ancient tongue, I feel the white meteorite Chinupa begin to heat up in my hands. I am guided to keep pressing the pipe against my body as she blesses my crown chakra. With a single cool breath, White Buffalo Woman opens more space down my spine by blowing upon the center of my head. My fingers begin to slip through the pipe's physicality as it dissolves into stardust that collects in my palms. White Buffalo Woman guides my hands to lift the stardust to my lips. She guides me to open my mouth and then blows the stardust into my body. I feel it travel directly to my heart. My heart chakra spirals open and begins dispersing the stardust throughout every vein and meridian in my body. The power of Chinupa travels as an intelligence into the bone marrow of my arms and hands. I lift my hands to my eyes and bless my perception to see myself clearly. The intimacy of standing inside this answered prayer to become an embodiment for the prophecies of White Buffalo Woman moves me beyond my human understanding. My higher self guides my awareness to let go and rest within the innocence of my heart. It is here that I expand into the great blessing unfolding within me to embody the fulfillment of her prophecy. White Buffalo Woman tumbles to the ground, immediately shape-shifting back into her form as a white buffalo. She walks behind me, placing her woolly forehead into the center of my back. I feel the vertebrae of my spine straighten against the support of her long face. The white buffalo deeply breathes 3 times into the center of my back. Her warm breath fills my senses with the smell of sweetgrass and cedar. I feel the stardust of the Chinupa's white meteorite stem begin to reassemble itself as part of my spine. The white buffalo stamps her right hoof into the ground 4 times, and I feel the stardust of the pipe's dragon mouth bowl reassemble itself within my womb. The many eagle wings that were carved into the meteorite stem now unfurl as living angels along the length of my spine. The Chinupa's stem becomes the fluid, winged body of a white dragon whose mouth opens within my womb. With a final stamp of the white buffalo's massive weight upon the earth, the dragon's head and body join together and awaken as the living Chinupa within me. Within this holy of holies, the dragon's mouth now directly receives the prayers of my womb, birthing new life. The Holy Spirit within me alights the bowl of my living Chinupa. I witness my prayers already being answered by my Holy Spirit that rises within the white smoke and passes through the sacred lodge of my heart. My throat opens, prophesying these answered prayers as an offering out of my mouth. I now declare, as I have become the fullness of a living prayer, prayers for the living may pour out of me. When the vessel remembers it is but a vessel, prayers are instantaneously self-realized as lightning upon the earth. The white buffalo tumbles back into the golden meadow grasses and arises once again to circle and face me as a woman. Her sweet smile is framed by raven black hair that lifts gently in the breeze. White Buffalo Woman invites me to command the following empowerment together with her, face to face, in this radiant moment of communion. I accept that I hold the golden keys to my heaven on earth. I accept that I create my reality by the power of my word. My word is good. My heart is pure. By the loving power of my pure word, I activate my human life to become a living Chinupa embodiment for peace in this world. I am the living prayer of the one who is praying this prayer through my human body. In the unified field of my whole being, I am both the asker and the receiver of every prayer. I am the empty bowl that allows for both the asking and receiving of my prayer to happen simultaneously. My soul is the lightning that causes the water to flow as a holy spring of new life. No thing happens outside of me, for the heaven I seek lives within me. I now open to receive White Buffalo Woman activating Key Code 7 of the Sophia Code within me to interface with and operate my biological DNA. By the power of my I Am presence, I relinquish my need to control any outcome with my human understanding. By the power of my I Am presence, I command my higher self to operate my body, heart, and mind as a living chinupa of answered prayer and holy, invincible power. By the power of my I Am presence, I now surrender my human awareness to the power of the Holy Spirit within me to manifest every prayer that is in my highest and best good to become my living reality now. By the power of my I Am presence, I accept that the power of the universe lives within me without needing to understand how this is so. By the power of my I Am presence, I now accept that I am the living chinupa that orchestrates my perfect peace by commanding the prayer that it is done. By the power of my I Am presence, I now claim my innocent nature that exists as the center of my universal prayer within the one sacred heart of Sophia. By the power of my I Am presence, I recognize my entire life and all of my lifetimes as the living prayers of the Holy Spirit within me. As such, every moment of my life is holy. Whether I acknowledge that truth or not, it is so. By the power of my I Am presence, I now relax into the empty vessel that I am for the Holy Spirit within me to create new worlds of peace through my willing human life. By the power of my I Am presence, I now accept that the living chinupa bowl within my womb is a hologram of Sophia's heart womb, and I celebrate the empty bowl overflowing with my answered prayers for more life. One wa cielo, one wa cielo, one wa cielo. I pray for more life. By the power of my I Am presence, I now accept and affirm that activating my divine genome and embodying the divine qualities of Key Code 7 is one of my greatest contributions to the prayer for world peace. As I embody the power and peace of my true self, I radiate an unconditional peace for others to remember the same potential for peace within them. I ask my higher self to anchor this empowerment for wholly and mightily living as the answered prayer of my self-realization throughout my entire body and being now. I accept that I hold the golden keys to my heaven on earth. I accept that I create my reality by the power of my word. My word is good. My heart is pure. By the loving power of my pure word, I now command my higher self to activate all the crystalline divine qualities of Key Code 7 of the Sophia Code within me as the new operating system for my human DNA. I have received more of myself today. It is done. It is done. It is done. By the power of three, a perfect trinity, it is done. White Buffalo Woman places a beautiful blanket woven by the Sky Grandmothers around my shoulders. On one side, the blanket's imagery depicts the whirling rainbow prophecy of the Hopi people. On the other side, a herd of white buffalo is depicted with the crosses of Grandmother Spider, lightning, and falling rain. I feel the blanket's weight on my shoulders as a loving embrace from the sky grandmothers and grandfathers. White Buffalo Woman speaks. Do not be afraid of fulfilling the prophecies for which you were born. Accepting and loving yourself as an answered prayer for your ancestors calls forth the Holy Spirit within you to complete the great works that you are here to serve in your sovereignty. I am always with you to mentor your embodiment for commanding the miracles of answered prayer for the benefit of all beings. My peace is with you. I thank White Buffalo Woman for this beautiful medicine blanket and her profound blessing. She steps forward to embrace me, and I feel her mighty light coursing through me with the smell of summer rain. By the power of my I Am presence, I now welcome White Buffalo Woman as a Divine Feminine Ascended Master Mentor for my ascension journey. I welcome and accept her overlighting presence as a guide and friend for my divine purpose and full activation of the Sophia Code within me. This empowerment is now accomplished, and I close the ceremony with appreciation and reverence for my true self and the divine love of Sophia supporting my eternal success. And so it is.